Welcome aboard the Mentorship. My name is Donna, and I will be your cruise director, introducing you to tales of snakes and ladders from the careers of credit and collection professionals. We are going to hear from Tim Paulson, who, along with Ken Young, is one of the organizers of the cruise. Tim is based in Toronto. He is the author of Paid in Full, as well as Sex, Lies, and Negotiation Techniques, and has delivered programs in more than 20 countries.
Hello, this is Tim Paulson, and my topic is called 50% of a Successful Conference, or Being There, Body and Spirit. Early in my career at a retail organization, I attended a conference in California. For a number of sessions, I decided to take in the sun by the pool rather than go to the breakout meetings. I was much more pleasant by the pool, especially for a Canadian visiting a warmer climate, and I told myself I knew most of the material and I would have been bored by the presentation anyway. Now, whether the latter was true or not, I suspect I missed out on a lot of valuable information, and I am certain I did not make important connections through networking, which is, of course, is the primary reason to attend in the first place. The comedian Woody Allen said that 50% of life is just showing up, and the same applies to conferences and meetings. I'm reminded of the captain of a Norwegian fishing vessel who was asked if he or other members of the crew ever brought along their spouses. And he replied, "When we fish, and when we..." Well, you can fill in the blanks from there. I was to learn my lesson too late that when you're on vacation, you go to the pool and sit in the sun. But when you attend a conference, it's work. Another snake would be sober comments at meetings. Now, I don't mean alcohol-related. That could be an entire other book for me. But I've got a quirky sense of humor, I've been told, and I didn't hesitate to use it and share it during many meetings. A bit more listening and fewer jokes would have served me better. Now, I know that all of us are a package deal, and you have to take the good with the bad. But we can still make some adjustments. I wish I had turned it down a few notches on more occasions. And a ladder in my career? During a separate visit to California, I was told, don't write a book about collections. Write articles and sell them to as many organizations as possible. These articles become chapters, and after you have enough of them, you've got a book. The speaker and author who gave me the advice was a gentleman named T. Frank Hardesty. He also said the objective in writing a book on collections was not to make much money. The market, he told me, for this type of book is just too small. However, it does get you recognition, and it will get you onto the speaking and the consulting circuit. Advice that has served me well. Signing off, Tim Paulson. Take care.